Let's move on to item five, which is the presentation of the semi-annual disability retirement report. Good morning, the floor is yours. I should say good morning again.
Again, yes, good to see you again.
All right, so this is the semi-annual disability report, which is catching us up through June 30th of this year on the applications.
Grab your microphone, just bend it down a little bit towards you.
All right,
there you go.
Semi-annual disability report catching us up through June 30th of this year and the applications we've received through that time frame. So if you go to next page here, we have a listing of the total applications received each year from 2020 through June of 2024. And then the biggest thing to note here is it does sort of look like we have quite a few less applications for 2024, but going through the numbers, we have noticed the trend is generally that we have less in the first half of the year and typically more in the second half of the year. And that does seem to be generally the trend going this year as well. And then I'm going to hand it over to Elise now to go through some more
Thank
of the pages.
You. So now we are on to Exhibit 2, which is total disability applications filed, listed by employer. So you'll see this is, again, as of June 30th of this year. So we've had three from Confire, two from San Ramon, and then five total from the county as of the end of June this year. Then in Exhibit 3, those five county applications are broken down by county department. So you'll see just one from Public Works, one probation, two from health services, and then just one from the sheriff's department, which I did want to point out. It looks like the sheriff applications are trending down just a little bit. I think June 30th of last year, we had four applications from the sheriff's department already. So as of mid-year this year, we've had just one from them. On to Exhibit 4. These are total disability applications filed by disability type. So you may notice that there may be more, if you add up all the numbers there, seem like there's more applications than what we listed on the first page, and that is because some applications are filed with multiple injury types. I also wanted to point out, and you may have already noticed yourself, that the PSP, which are the public service presumptions, seem to be higher than usual. We're at four already as of this year. However, we think that's likely because of the new presumptions, the new low back presumptions, and possibly the PTSD presumptions as well. So in this scenario in 2024, of those five musculoskeletal injuries, the MSK, a couple of those may also be presumptions if they were a low back presumption. So they'll be doubled up on one application. So not necessarily there's more applications, but applications that had more than one injury type. Please feel free to stop me if you have any questions. We are on Exhibit 5. These are disability applications broken out by disability injury type at the employer level. So one thing I just wanted to point out here is that Central San has been doing a great job, and they've only had one application in the last 4.5 years. So that's great for them. And let's see. And then again, down in Contra Costa County, the musculoskeletal applications seem to be trending down some. We've only had two so far this year as of mid-year. But we'll see on the next report. As Ryan said, the latter half of the year, more applications are coming in. So we'll see how those trends play out in a few months when we do this report again. So we're on the next page, Exhibit 5 continued. These are disability applications broken out again by injury or illness, but specific to the county departments. One point I wanted to point out here, down in the sheriff's department, so we've only had that one application. But so far for this year, we've had no musculoskeletal applications, where in previous years there's been between 6 and 10. So far as of mid-year, the sheriff's, there's no injuries or no applications for musculoskeletal injuries, which are things like neck, back, shoulder, knee, those types of things. And then lastly, Exhibit 6, these are the safety disability application summary. So we have these broken out by safety folks for the Sheriff's Department and also by fire. So for the Sheriff's Department, this is a summary of the last 4.5 years, so 2020 through June of this year, June 30th of this year. We've accepted 36 applications. Of those 36 applications, 28 have been granted, which is about 78% of them. Of those 36 applications, the average years of service for those members is about 14.5 years. And then the majority of the applications that we're accepting are musculoskeletal injuries. About 75% of the applications over the last 4.5 years that we've got from the Sheriff's Department have been those musculoskeletal injuries. That's about 75% of the applications. And then all of the fire departments are combined in this, in the bottom section here. So Conn Fire, San Ramon Valley Fire, and Moraga-Orinda Fire. Over the last 4.5 years, we've accepted 36 applications, and of those 36, we've granted 22, so about 61%. And then of those 36 applications, the average service of all those members is around 22 years of service. And then similarly to the Sheriff's Department, the majority of applications that we're getting are for musculoskeletal injuries at about 56%. And that is all I have. Does anybody have any questions?
Are there questions, Elise?
I was about to say congratulations, but I guess I can't do that for another 3 months.
Right, we'll see.
It was within your grasp, and now it's gone.
It's close.
Any other questions or comments? I'm not seeing any, so thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.